ride this train up and down and across a strange, wonderful land. It's almost like a fairyland when you think about it. You go through places with names like Tuscaloosa, Kokomo, Muskogee, Oshkosh, Saginaw, Eureka, Bandera, Battle Creek, Sioux City, Chattanooga, Hattiesburg, Lynchburg, and Bald Knob, Arkansas. You see, I'm a million different people from all over the world, and I've been coming to this country for hundreds of years. This was the promised land for me. But let's not forget that when I came here, there were already millions of people living in teepees along the rivers and hunting deer and buffalo for food and shelter. And it's with a little regret that I think of how I pushed them back and crowded them out to claim this land for myself or for another country. But the Indians' hearts must have been full of music, for they left names with me that seemed the same. Names like Mohawk, Mandan, Kickapoo, Cree, Yakima, Seminole, Crow, Shawnee, Choctaw, Delaware, Fox, Paiute, Winnebago, Cheyenne, Blackfoot, Navajo, Ute, Comanche, Quapaw, Creek, Apache, Sioux, Chippewa, Ottawa, Hoopa, Shoshone, Mohican, Osage, Menominee, Chinook, Arapaho, Nez Perce, Iroquois, Pawnee, Kootenai, Flathead, Chickasaw, Pueblo, Yuma, Pima, Pomo, Caddo. Well, a lot of them are still with me, and I'm glad. It's for sure their names will always be with me. But let's look a little at the heart and muscle of this land. A few things you don't read in books. Things that aren't taught in school. Now you take this little town we're going through here. This is Beech Creek, Kentucky. And right down there in the valley, that's where our house used to be. It was a little shotgun shack with a spring out the back and a smokehouse and another little bitty house, and that's about all. My pa was a coal miner like most everybody in Muhlenberg County. Worked in the mines all his life. I guess he didn't have much ambition to do anything else because they say coal mining kind of gets in your blood. Matter of fact, Paul said if they ever drained the blood out of him, it'd be blacker than blackstrap molasses. When I was a kid, I used to sit at the fireplace there with Ma, and we'd wait on Paul to get in from the mine, and we'd sure get anxious if he was ever late. Ma would rock back and forth and watch the clock, listening for Paul to hit the front porch. Then he'd come in, nothing clean but the whites of his eyes, and he'd reach for that lye soap and start scrubbing. And I'd stand back and watch him say to myself, "Boy, I'll be glad when I get big enough to work in the mines." My pappy said when I was 17, "You're 6 feet tall and your face is clean, and it don't look right for a boy that old to not make a living loading coal. Loading coal, loading coal. I'm a double first cousin to a dad blame old. Never get rich for to save my soul in 40-11 years of loading coal. Loading coal. Ain't never got acquainted with a dollar bill, and I don't ever reckon that I ever will. A dollar ain't made for a feller, I'm told, that scoops up a living loading coal. Loading coal, loading coal. I'm a double first cousin to a dad blame old. Never get rich for to save my soul in 40-11 years of loading coal. Loading coal. I cussed everything in the mining camp, from my shovel and my pick to my carbide lamp. But I know mighty well, till I grow old, I'll still be a cussin' but loadin' coal. Loadin' coal, loadin' coal. I'm a double first cousin to a dad blame my soul in 40-11 years of loadin' coal. Loadin' coal. I know just as well as coal is black. One of these days the mines will strike, and I'll sit around starving till I'm finally told there's a nickel more a ton for loading coal. Loading coal, loading coal. I'm a double first cousin to a dad blame old. Never get rich for to save my soul in 40-11 years of loading coal. Loading coal. Loading coal. Loading coal.